proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. As we continue our series about the Great Commission and Jewish evangelization, we look at another directive from Jesus Christ. Those people who get saved must be scripturally baptized. Nearly 2,000 years ago, several men stood on a Galilean mountaintop. One of these individuals would soon ascend into heaven. Jesus Christ would be seated at the right hand of his Father. But the other men would carry on their master's work, namely to seek and to save that which was lost, as the Savior put it in Luke 19. The evangelistic task of those disciples began with proclaiming the gospel to their own kinsmen, the Jewish people. The instructions that Jesus Christ gave them in Matthew 28, known as the Great Commission, those directives still apply to evangelizing Jewish people in our time. The early Christians placed a high value on baptizing those who came to Jesus Christ. On the eve of Pentecost, according to the second chapter of Acts, quote, "They that gladly received his, Peter's word, were baptized," unquote. After Cornelius and his household accepted Jesus Christ the Savior, in Acts chapter 10, Peter asks, quote, "Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" Unquote. The narrative in Acts 10 then noted that, quote, "He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord," unquote. Partaking in believers' baptism necessitates a certain precondition. The recipient must have put his or her faith in Jesus Christ. Luke made that clear in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. He described an encounter between Philip the evangelist and an Ethiopian eunuch. As the men traveled in the eunuch's chariot, the eunuch asked Philip, quote, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Unquote. The evangelist replied, quote, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." Unquote. When he heard that, the eunuch replied, quote, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." On the basis of that acknowledgement, Luke recorded that, quote, "He commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him," unquote. As soon as the eunuch publicly confessed the deity of Jesus Christ, he received believer's baptism. Philip, as a believer himself, had the authority to baptize the saved Ethiopian eunuch. Believer's baptism symbolically depicts a Christian's identification with Jesus Christ in the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. According to the second chapter of Colossians, Paul noted that Christians are, quote, "buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead," unquote. When a saved Jew receives believer's baptism, that act publicly links the Jew with Jesus Christ. Participating in the practice of baptism might well result in a Hebrew Christian's social isolation from others in his Jewish community, up to and including his own family members. Taking such a step has profound implications for a saved Jew. Nevertheless, baptism plays a vital role in a new believer's spiritual life. Believer's baptism is tantamount to obeying Jesus Christ, because he commanded that believers be baptized. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.